Sound off. Sound off.
You gotta be faking me. What is the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today.
Brought to you by Elkin Chevrolet on Route 73 in Marlton. Come see over 60 Chevrolet Silverados in stock and find new roads at Elkin Chevrolet.
Sound off.
Oh, it's time for Sound Off, 610-771-9705. That is the Sound Off line. Write it down. Keep it. Put it in your phone. If you got something to say, hit us up. We have a message. You may make it to the big show. Let's see what we have today.
I remember that the Eagles had some sort of Super Bowl banner hanging up in the locker room, and I think it was Malcolm Jenkins who had that banner be taken down. How about they put that banner back up? Because this team might have forgot that they had a champion.
At this point, maybe they overreacted to it. Maybe they have forgotten about it. We thought it was a good thing when they took it down.
From the Fighting Earl Bristol, the one, the only, Coach Al!
Carson Wentz is going to throw 8 touchdowns. Eli Bell is going to throw 8 picks. And they end up on one of his bad days, 62-5.
Did Coach, the fake Coach Al also leave a message on the midday show?
No, real Coach Al called
he did. The real Coach Al called in?
Yeah, he called
from
in.
From the Fighting Borough of Bristol?
From the Fighting Borough of Bristol, which was completely made up by Anthony, we found out. Somebody asked for an origin story.
Oh, really?
And it was because of where you're from. So it must be the Fighting Borough. And that's where Al didn't call it that. Anthony did. So we got the whole story today.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Mike, it's just Eagle season so far. I think there's a difference between concern and worry. I think we're right to be concerned. I don't think we're at the point of having the worry yet. Right now, after 5 weeks, there are only 4 teams that have more than 3 wins. And by the way, New England isn't one of them.
Yeah, except if they go 2-4... there's only a 6% chance that they'll make the playoffs, according to the analytics.
I predict this Eagles team to win 14, 15, 16 games. If Jim Schwartz does not have an answer this time for Barkley and Beckham, I will be calling the Mikey Miss Show from Norristown State Mental Hospital.
Oh, no, Dave, don't get carried away. 14, 15, 16, they should have checked you into the hospital before for that prediction.
Let me get this straight. Jerome doesn't know that Eye of the Tiger is from Rocky III. Somebody drive him to the airport and put him on a plane. You lost your PA privileges.
I think he choked on that question. I think he knew.
Jerome from West Philly yesterday.
Jerome West Philly knew. Yeah, he knew. He's got like bad hands on a pattern when he's asked the question on General Knowledge Wednesday.
Because he's a smart guy.
Exactly. His hands get the stone.
Mike, can you tell me how a professional sports team, the Flyers, have not drafted a goalie since 1985? Name me a goalie that they have drafted that's any good since Pelly Lindbergh. You can't. It's totally impossible. You think they would get lucky with a goalie by now, and they have not. That team is a joke. The coach is a joke. The GM is a joke. They've been rebuilding for 5 years, and they're still 5 to 10 years away in my eyes.
They won last night. I mean, this is bad timing for your call. They scored some goals last night, and the goaltender situation is still the same. Is it true? Somebody emailed me this. I didn't actually hear this, Tyrone, but I knew you were hanging on every drop of the puck last night. The Flyers announcers, and if so, who was it, say that when they were commenting about Brian Elliott's performance on the 8-goal game, said that he gave up the 8, but he never stopped battling.
Yeah.
Was that said on the broadcast?
That was said on the broadcast. I don't remember who said it, but it was the second period when that was said. Said.
You see what I mean about the difference in franchises?
Yeah.
Hey, Mike, maybe you can answer this for me. I can't figure it out. It seems like Jared Goff never gets hit, And Carson Wentz gets pounded every game. And do you think that that's part of the reason the Eagles are 2-3 and the Rams are 5-0? What do you think?
Well, the Rams have much better personnel on offense. I mean, my God, the guy's got great receivers and a pretty good offensive line, and he's got a very quick release. So that would explain the Rams. The Eagles' offensive line has not played very well in front of Carson Wentz, and there have been a lot of drops. So he doesn't have the offensive line right now, nor the receivers that the Goff has.
If we don't trade for Le'Veon Bell, our season is over. If Howie Roseman doesn't trade for Le'Veon Bell, he should be fired.
Well, they're trying to trade for Le'Veon Bell, but, you know, it might not come to fruition. You're talking about a guy who's not going to be with you the following year. They're not going to pay him that kind of money, so you got to take that in consideration. But I agree with you. I think right now you're desperate enough. Now, again, one of those guys, Smallwood or Clement's going to look good tonight, and we're going to hear calls tomorrow saying, well, we don't need to get Le'Veon Bell and mortgage our future.
Hey, Mike, right? I think the Eagles should get this guy right. I think we should get this running back, right? You know what I was saying, right? 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 Obviously, that guy's not a NASCAR driver because he never says left. How many times can you say right in one phone call? My God!
I didn't even notice that, to be honest with you.
There was a guy yesterday, and we actually got a ton of tweets about it, too. People were furious about the call.
I think he was just nervous.
He was just a nervous caller, but people really took offense to it. There was no mercy for that guy
on
Twitter, and apparently not on Sound Off.
I didn't even notice. Normally, I noticed something like that, but I was probably into just the substance of his call.
I think you were trying to get to the substance of his call.
He kept trying to cut through, but he kept writing you to death.
Okay.
Not everyone's in order.
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise for the 2018 Philadelphia Eagles anthem.
It's not right. Not right. Well, I'm not even going to be blaring that after they lose tonight, because 2-4 still doesn't put them out of winning a division. But I'm a little nervous about it. Close it down.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off.
Brought to you by Elkin Chevrolet on Route 73 in Marlton. Come see over 60 Chevrolet Silverados in stock and find new roads at Elkin Chevrolet.
You got enough beef?
I don't like them.
What are they?
Because I don't like them.
They bring. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 545 to see if your sound off gets off.
Oh, yes. That